Photo: picture of Tim Waltz at bakery that closed due to his COVID-19 lockdown gets blowback. By Amy Furr on September 5, 2024. A photo circulating online shows Governor Tim Waltz, DMN, standing outside a local bakery in Rochester, Minnesota, that shut down in 2020 during his coronavirus lockdown orders. The image shows radical leftist Waltz, who is Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate in the 2024 presidential election, holding a donut while standing outside Dobbs Cakes and Bakery. It turns out the bakery that Senator Tina Smith and Tim Waltz are at in this photo, Dobbs Cakes, closed its doors for good after over 30 years in June 2020 due to Waltz's COVID lockdowns, wrote reporter Greg Price. On June 24, 2020, The Rock of Rochester reported that the business was closing one of its storefront locations. In a social media post, Dobbs said its South store would be open for a few more days but would eventually shut down, and the business would not have a storefront. "We are, however, taking orders online for cakes and some of our other delicious products," the post read. Trump War Room on X also shared the image of Waltz with his donut and said, "This bakery was forced to close their doors for good after 32 years of business due to Tampon Tim's COVID shutdown orders." A Mid-City Beat report on June 24, 2020, gave more details about the closure. Wednesday's news follows the permanent closure of the two other Dobbs locations in Rochester: Dobbs Down Under, located in the subway, and the iconic main storefront just off Civic Center Drive. All three locations shut down March 22 as a result of COVID-19, and the permanent closure of the first two locations was made public in mid-April. Dobbs joins an ever-growing list of local eateries forced to shut their doors because of the pandemic's economic impacts, including Genpachi Japanese Steakhouse, a popular hibachi grill in Northwest Rochester, and award-winning smoothie and sandwich shop Tonic Juice Bar. A former Minnesota bar owner who faced more than $300,000 in fines during the coronavirus pandemic described Waltz as an evil man who took small businesses and ripped them up, Breitbart News reported August 11. It is also important to note that a grandmother in Minnesota, who is now a former business owner, was jailed for defying lockdown orders during the shutdown. She has since sworn that Waltz will take Americans' rights away, according to the outlet. Social media users were quick to share their thoughts on the photo of Waltz outside the bakery. "So much joy. With a sprinkle of economic devastation for the middle class," one person wrote, while another commented, "Democrats are such frauds. Tim Waltz, celebrating the destruction of small businesses," someone else replied.